This party's a bore. Accompany me to the laboratory and I'll show you my latest creation.
That would be lovely.
Igor, how's the monster coming along?
The storm approaches, Master. It's time. It's time.
Excellent.
Mean power to maximum. Biogenic generation engaged. Raise the monster.
Yes, yes.
It's time for the
I'm alive!
I'm alive, that's right, here we are. So we are alive, actually,
that's right.
Today, are we?
We're alive,
yes, sir. Unless you're listening on the podcast, which will come later, that's right. This is the Jimmy Doan Show here. It's Saturday, 28th of October, mm-hmm. closing out on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
We have a special guest today.
Oh, special in the good way.
Special in the good way, that's right. We had last week, for those of you who tried to get us last week,
mm-hmm.
We had apparently a little miscue on the server.
Right.
And so we didn't get on in one of our...
We didn't get on a live show.
We didn't get on a live show. Of course, we got the podcast, and
right.
A lot of people got to listen to that. However, one of our listeners was so incensed... that he decided to come today. He wasn't going to miss the show.
That's
so he's
right.
On. Gino is here today.
Second string is in. Let's go.
No, not at all. Yeah. Everybody's a first string. Everybody's a first string. And Engineer Eric. Jack Rhodes is...
Out diving, I think.
Oh, that's yeah. Right. And Curtis is on his way... Well, he'll be on his way back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Counselor Curtis.
So we're from Cozumel.
From Cozumel, that's right. Mm-hmm. So he'll be on next week, more than likely.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if we get any sign-ins today on the instant message. I don't know if this... You can IM us.
Yes. Yeah, your IM guy is here.
It's not the Jimmy Doan Show. It's Jimmy Doan Show at AOL.com.
Mm-hmm. Or just Jimmy Doan Show, I think, on the IM thing.
On the IM, if you're on AOL, right.
Or you download a free America Online AIM.
Yeah, anybody can do it.
Yeah.
And,
we have... Set us up as your buddy.
Right. That's right. We're everybody's buddy. A lot of things to talk about today.
What are we going to talk about today, Jimmy?
What are we going to talk about? Well, before we get started, I did want to say hello to... I'll tell you what we're going to talk about first. Immigration upgrade. Update.
Upgraded to an immigrant.
That's right. We've got a lot of the international news. This is what we call our Latin American type news. Mm-hmm. And we got a bunch of that. Also, a healthcare upgrade, which is lower costs of how hospitals are trying to cope. And transplant news, which we've talked about a little bit about transplants before and how the mm-hmm. market would work if you'd let it work. An education update
mm-hmm.
has to do with the reading here in Florida, especially because in Florida we've got the super no child left behind business, Jeb Bush's, I forget, A+, whatever it is they call it here, and how well that's going, which of course it's not. And also I'm going to ask you, our engineer, to talk to a little bit about the new Vista. Which is coming out first week in January, right? It's going to do real well, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about that because Dell apparently has come out and said it's just the finest thing since sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
And also an environmental update has to do with the gasoline diesel on some new engine that MIT has come up with
mm-hmm.
In response to market conditions, oh, duh. And then the economy. One of the things that I find interesting always about the economy is how many people think it sucks.
God.
And they're going to vote the Democrats in because they're convinced that the Democrats will do a better job than what's been in the last 6 years and why they feel so poorly. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And then, again, we'll move on to Iraq and Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So and then light notes.
Yep.
So we got a two-hour show. We got 2 hours to mess this in, to mess up with this stuff.
Sit back. We'll just jaw us back.
Well, you just get on your Stairmaster there
mm-hmm.
and be prepared. We're going to probably have
and
to...
bump yourself up.
Bump yourself up. That's right. Hey, Arnold. Oh, speaking of Arnold, of course, they have the...
what was the deal with his tiff with Bush or whatever?
Well, he's done some non-Republican stuff, of mm-hmm. course, and I forget exactly which one in particular he was upset about. But speaking of Arnold, of course, they have down where we have some very, very close friends, actually relates, mm-hmm. That are burning up in Riverside County.
Burning up?
Well, they have the big fire. You know, they have big news about the fire.
They have those
four fire.
This is a record setter. This is a crowd
pleaser.
Oh,
that's right. There was a crowd pleaser. Well, they didn't please some firemen. I heard four of them got
four
burned
of them
up.
Got killed, and of course they said it's arson.
It's murder.
Mm-hmm. And the reward now is up to $500,000.
Is it really?
$500,000 if you can.
Man, I wish we knew who those people were. Yeah.
Well, we got to if we could. Where's the time machine?
I don't know.
Where's the Wayback Machine?
You're one of those people.
It's in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's in the kitchen, right. Is that what you... Engineer Eric got a new toy today.
Yeah, I did. We built the Jacob's Ladder, and it Jacobed.
Oh, my God.
Zap.
You'll be able to see that at one of the shows that you go to, right?
Yeah. Oh, and another little special note for those of you listening live, since Gino and I were in a rock and roll band.
Yeah, rock and roll,
and
man.
So,
this was in long hair days.
This is big old...
Oh, yeah. Hair farmers.
Long hair hippie farmers. Mm-hmm. Back in L.A. in the mid-'80s, during the Aero Van Def Journey Wagon years. And anyway, I posted our video in case you want to see it. You can download it from JimmyDone.com.
That's not the babe video, is it?
No, it's the Mega Babe video.
Oh, my God.
It's got Jessica Hahn as the judge.
And I still have her autograph.
Yeah, you do. That's right.
I do have her autograph. That's right. Yeah. She sent me a special note. Hi. That's right. I was, and unfortunately, it was too far away. I would like to have. Said it was high back.
It was, but we had like 75 girls in the video, and we
and there's some serious babes.
There's some severe babes.
Yeah, I think every magazine was represented in that.
Every magazine was represented. We're not talking about the kind that you buy that you can actually see the cover from the
I'm not talking about time.
Right.
Well, this I remember that of course none of those babes got paid. That was absolutely free.
Yeah.
No, we took an ad out in Dramalog magazine, and non-union music video girls wanted, and 250 showed up for the
I read a couple of the the resumes.
Right.
And there was this one picture of this.
There were resumes?
There were.
They sent them in,
and you had to go through somebody had to go through the resumes before they did the callback business.
Right.
So I'm looking at this one resume that I saw, and it was a babe. I mean, total babe, hot babe picture, and she, you know, graduate of MIT, PhD in
Kidding.
No, seriously. Mm-hmm. And I'm going like, what? Hello, I mean, what? Right. How did she make it through MIT to begin with?
Yeah,
right.
Except
we know how she made it through MIT.
Well, you say that, but I mean, but you know, if she had a PhD in electrical engineering, right, she was with all the geeks in the world,
exactly,
and nobody came near her
doing free video stuff.
Yeah,
come on.
That's right,
free video stuff.
That's right, dancing. I'm a dancer.
The people that actually screened the girl, the final screeners, they had them read for the parts.
Can you imagine? If you see the video.
If you see the video and you're going, they had them, and it was great because they were having them read like...
Shakespeare.
Yeah, Shakespeare, King Lear, you know, the dying scene from The Elephant Man. And my favorite, which was Mary Had a Little Lamb. And I came in for a little bit to watch some of that. And Chris, one of the screeners, not our Chris, but a different Chris, but he's reading this thing. He goes, okay, that was good. She just about to finish reading Mary Had a Little Lamb. Now read it again. Maybe as if the lamb has died.
And of course, these
Jim Beam flew out of my nose. I left the hotel room.
And of course,
there.
The girls. I say, well, there's 75 of them in the video, and then of course, got that super hot girl in the helicopter. She was the helicopter.
Yeah, the helicopter.
Yeah, she was the pilot.
She was the actual pilot. She actually gave us a little buzz ride. We went buzz.
Yeah, that was fun. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hum sounds better.
Let's get on to the show.
Okay, get on the show. Okay. Good. Immigration, I think it's... and Jeff is on. Jeff signed on.
All right.
Jeff from Norway signed on.
I guess he can hear us then.
I guess he can. I hope so. Anyway, Jeff signed on our instant message here. Hi, Jeff. anyway, the border business. I don't know if you know this, but this week or last week, I guess, the bill was authorizing the building of the 700-mile fencing.
Right, the huge 700.
700 out of 1,800 miles.
Right.
So that was authorized, but not funded. The idea is apparently it's never even going to get built. It turns out that so what is the answer to this? And the headline that I'm reading here is more U.S. officials taking bribes at the border. And this is the Princess Leia thing, in case you have that. It says here... here it is. It's going to get worse, officials warn. At the risk of public corruption will grow as Congress and the Bush administration respond to public demands to improve border security. So it's going to get worse as they improve border security.
And I believe she sums it up here
Princess.
The more you tighten your grip, Tarkin, the more star systems will slip through your fingers.
Exactly. Exactly. More than 200 Americans on the public payroll have been convicted of taking bribes from narcotics smugglers or illegal immigrant traffickers.
How could they take a bribe? That's unpatriotic.
I understand that. And the disturbing figure is double that of prior accounts, and it appears that thousands more officials are under investigation. Jeff just climbed and says, "Burr, first snow, winter sucks." Thank you. From Norway.
Hey, Jeff, crank up that mood machine you got. That's He's got a little still over there.
Does he? Yeah. A little Norwegian environmental enhancement?
It's a little winter enhancement.
Winter enhancement. That's right. Like, who cares anymore?
Right.
That's right. Blood thinner, we call it. That's right. A little Brennvin, we call it. A little aquavit Brennvin. That's right. This is good.
Okay.
So anyway, the deal is, it turns out that the list of officials involve Border Patrol agents, obviously, local police, a county sheriff, motor vehicle clerks, and an FBI supervisor, school district officials, and uniformed personnel of every branch of the U.S. military. And bribery, now that, of course, as they tighten, mm-hmm. the bribery amounts
have
to go up.
Way up.
And they said that now bribery payments are topping $1 million. I mean, this is a new job.
Wow.
No, new job. Jimmy's, our next broadcast
will be from the border.
That's mm-hmm. right. And we'll be rich.
Right.
That'll be our last broadcast.
Right.
As we step over the border and not come back.
Exactly.
That's
and
right.
Who cares?
And who cares?
That meets down there.
Well, the thing about it is, as is so typical of in law enforcement type stuff, you know, with the cocaine trafficking, they figure they are getting about 5% of it, and we don't even know if they are catching, you know, what they're catching. And one way you can tell is that the price of cocaine is like almost free. Not free, but it's coming down. It's gotten a lot cheaper than
right.
it used to be,
and quality's
a lot
improved
quality,
tremendously.
They
right.
said that heroin is like down to he says Big Still is on.
Big Still is on.
So that little clanging you hear in the background, I'll turn it down. That
just hit your speaker volume on the speaker itself.
That's all right. I got it down here. So anyway, the deal is that
it's going to
get worse. The deal is this, that it's going to be...
Why don't we build the new Jimmy Doan studio and have it like be, 5 miles long and like the size of a corridor, and then we'll just have our own little gates on there and people run through there as they...
It might have to be underground.
Well, it's not a bad
not thing. A bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's true. What we need to do is to get one of those things that Homer had. You know, it only transmits matter. and we could put one on one side of the border and one on the other and just have
And you just got those little turnstiles that you go down in the subway.
Yeah,
and then
right.
it is, and you put your money in, and then it ratchets you through. You get to go through.
And you go through, right. and you disappear on the other side, and you come up 5 miles down the pike.
Right.
When that little token is going to cost some serious money.
Right, or they could use maybe a credit card or something.
A credit card would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mexican credit.
Credit cards.
That's perfect, yeah.
They got credit cards in Mexico, don't they?
They better.
Right.
Anyway,
they better not get through our gate.
The point is that the deal is, of course, it is, to me, it reminds me a little bit here in Florida especially. During the summertime, they tell us always close all the windows and caulk everything in order to make sure that your electric bill doesn't go up. And the reason is you only have to have a crack in the window for the air conditioner not to work.
Right.
So with this illegal business, if you have got, you could have 47,000 agents on the border, standing on the border, and if like three of them are corruptible, done. I mean, you don't have to, they will come in, total flood in, and it's going to happen. And and as this points out, the tighter they make it, there's no question that the tighter they make it, the more that's going to happen. And the market will figure it out. I talked a little bit about this before, about having the Ellis Islands, so to speak, have 40. I figured if you have 43 of them or something like that stretched across 1,800 miles,
mm-hmm.
and then you just basically anybody that shows up, you give them a card, an ID card, give mm-hmm. them a thumbprint, ID card, what's your name, dress, phone number, whatever it is, don't even care, ask mm-hmm. them, give them an ID card, and that's what you have to have in order to get a job in the United States.
Right.
And I can tell you right now that they'd be flooding out of the United States and doing the U-turn down there to come mm-hmm. back in. So I forget that was about a month or 2 months. I came up with that before.
Oh,
they did
before they even had a problem.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Before it was even newsworthy.
Right. Well, anyway, to continue along this on another. Do you have anything else to say on that particular on the immigration?
I'm good.
Okay. How about you, Gino?
No, I'm fine.
All right, it's fine. Okay. Speaking of places even south of Florida. In Cuba. Is Castro dead?
They say he's not.
Well, who says? There are some people that actually say he is. And that he's just being in the process of being embalmed or propped up or I don't know. Anyway,
Leninized. Or what's this, Leninized?
Lionized and Leninized.
You know, like the Russian guy, where the Lenin, they stuffed Lenin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
what are they going to do with Fidel?
Well, I think, but I'm wondering about...
Animatronic eyelids or something, maybe have him keep, continues.
Yeah.
Turn him into a robot.
They got the Disney people down there working on it.
They hired Disney and, to come down there.
Okay, here's the deal, man. We need to make him totally animated so he looks totally real, okay? We're going to control him from this room over here.
Yeah, that's right. That's perfect. So anyway, the deal is that one of the things that they're being prepared for is what's going to happen when they admit that he's dead,
mm-hmm.
Which may not happen in our lifetime. But again, when it does finally happen,
170 years old.
That's right. Well, he's the glory. He was the leader of the revolution, and he lived to be 300.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, apparently they have a saying down there. I didn't know this. A la izquierda, or whatever, on the left. In Cuba is the black market. I've always said that the black market is the true market that represents. They should call it the white market because it's the market that represents the real value of stuff.
Right.
And in order to squat, the government calls it illegal, but it's what people really want to do. Anyway, they have a flourishing black market, as you would expect in Cuba. And they scheme, they call it on the left, and they scheme on the left to cope with chronic shortages and to skirt myriad rules that prohibit most forms of private enterprise and govern the minutiae of their daily lives. And you can get almost everything and anything on the black market because that's not available legally any other way. Plastic grocery sacks are a hot item.
Really?
Yeah, hot item.
I got tons of those.
Well, I know, but you have to get them down there and not get arrested. I mean, are you kidding? You could carpet bomb the place with what I've got out here in the kitchen.
Right.
I could retire to Cuba.
Right.
Which would be great.
That'd be okay.
Nah, that's right. Anyway, they risk jail fines, they risk fines or jail sentences to watch soap operas. Apparently, the big deal down there, and a lot of the people, as you would expect, the enforcers, they have a lot of neighborhood enforcers. You know, they have the local neighborhood gossip guy, whatever, girl, somebody who's supposed to watch out and rat on the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. Of course, they get bribed. They get, you know, they get a Steven Seagal DVD or something like that.
Mm-hmm, right.
And in order not to turn them in. And it turns out that one of the big deals down there are that people just, you would think you'd be arrested for it, are satellite dishes. The little satellite dishes.
Mm-hmm. Because
it's illegal to have a satellite dish unless you happen to be in one of the tourist hotels. And they got them all over the place, and people, it's clandestine, as they say. And it turns out that what they were worried about, the reason it's illegal, is they're worried that they're going to intercept radio or TV or whatever is Martí, which is the Cuban-aimed broadcast from Miami that says things are not well in Cuba and come to the or don't come to the United States. This is what, you know, your people are under the oppression of the dictators or whatever.
It's like the anti-propaganda.
It's right. Mm-hmm. It's like Radio Free America, only it's Radio Free Cuba or whatever it is. And ostensibly, the reason you're not supposed to have satellite dishes is to prevent you from doing that. Well, it turns out that everybody watches the soaps. That's the big deal. The soaps are, they tape the soaps, and apparently it's big money. They make big money on the black market selling the soaps, and I guess the DVD or the tape recorders, DVD recorders and VCRs are in hot demand, too.
Huh.
So it turns out that this is the way it goes. And one of the things that I find interesting is that people are saying that when Cuba finally goes the way of no Castro,
mm-hmm.
And of course, I don't know. We don't know if Raul is going to take over or whatever at that point. The question is this black market, is the entrepreneurship that is involved in the black market going to surface as capitalism, as a free, quote, free place, and have all the marketing skills that they need? Or is it going to devolve into where as it did in Russia, where the people that were involved, that were the well-connected people, get all the money?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, nobody knows. And it's a smaller, different culture, of course, down there. I would like to think that the black market is a precursor to a free market.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they finally admit that he actually died several years ago. Oh, yeah, he's been... Yeah,
well, that kind of reminds me a lot. Did you ever see that movie, V for Vendetta?
Oh, yep. No, I did see V for Vendetta, but I wanted to ask you, I forgot about the ending one.
I didn't get to see it. Well, I mean, I don't know. That's what I was going to ask you. Did you see it, Gino?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, did...
V for Vendetta, that was the one that was... It was sort of a... let's see, as I recall, it was like Zorro what I think it was. It was,
it was a revolutionary type
Zorro Batman. Yeah. Zorro Batman in the future. So right. That's the way it was pitched.
It was like a fascist government that has completely, totally taken over Britain, and they're using the fear of the war and again a lot of the parliament members got real rich because they created a virus and they created the cure, and then they all owned the shares of the pharmaceutical company that actually made the cure, and so that's what in other words, it was just complete and total corruption in the government. And there's this one vigilante called V who goes out there, and he wears a mask all the time. And apparently, there's a big story behind that. Again, when you see the movie, you'll figure it all out. But again, there was like Queen Amidala was in there from Star Trek.
From Star Wars.
Star Wars. Star Wars. Right,
whoa!
Star Wars.
Don't ever make that mistake. Oh my God!
Rewind. No, I mean, well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I didn't get to see the end of the movie, because they had her in this little pink schoolgirl's outfit, and I put it on pause so long that the laser burned the outer ring off my DVD.
I see. I see. So it was a schoolgirl thing. Could you burn her clothes off first or something like
that? Man, she looked like hot in that until they shaved all her hair off.
Yeah. Oh, well, that sucks. Yeah. No, but that's the little schoolgirl, the fantasy schoolgirl thing.
I get, well, there was a...
There's the French maid. There's the French maid, and there's the little sailor girl, and then this is the schoolgirl thing. Right. These are the fantasies that we live for.
Right.
As guys.
Right. Okay. There you go. So I had one of those.
Okay. So that's
about it.
So you didn't see the end. Okay, I'm just kidding.
So
well, it was on the DVD. I think they did two endings.
Oh, really?
I think it was the deleted ending or something. And I'm guessing, as I recall, I did watch the DVD. The reason I watched it as much as anything was that it had been reviewed rather extensively on Stephen Molyneux's. He did a whole show on it, I guess.
Really?
On because it's kind of a libertarian anarchy type thing,
right?
In a way,
I definitely gathered that.
Yeah, and he wanted to talk about it. Look, this is a shoot 'em up movie. This is Zorro and what I say before Zorro and Batman. You know, are against the giant screen face. It reminded me a little bit of the 1984 Apple ad.
Oh, right.
You remember when they had the big face?
Yeah.
Big famous came out.
Yeah, they only showed it once.
During the Super Bowl. Of course, that fox girl comes in and does the hammer throw whatever through the big picture of the guy, We Shall Overcome thing. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, now you've heard the movie. Don't bother.
Save
$4. Okay, that's right.
All right, well, since we're on the Cuban beat thing, we're going to take a break. And we're just going to do a little short break here. We're going to just run we're just going to run like two ads each hour, and then we'll be back. And we'll talk to you guys in a little bit. When I play the maracas, I go tick, 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 tick. Yes, sir, I'm Cupid. I'm the craze of my native street. When I start to dance, everything goes tick, 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 tick. The senoritas, they sing and how they swing with this room back. It's very nice, so full of spice. And when they're dancing, they bring a happy ring, a very carol, singing a song all the day long. So if you like the beat, take a lesson from Cuban Pete. And I'll teach you to jig, 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 jig. Si, senorita, I know that you will like the jiggy boom jig. Trust in the dance of Latin romance. When Pito sent it you in a hurry like Castle Mary. I come from Havana and there's always mañana. So señorita,
yeah. how do you do? I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you around and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night.
You're unmuted.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Hello? I'm waiting for something to happen. You guys can jump in here, you know.
No,
you don't need Jimmy. You don't need Jimmy to start the thing off, for God's sakes. Let me know when my mic's in. There needs to be a light here. We have it on the air sign.
Yeah, not
where I can see it. Okay, nope. Well, that's good. Okay. Well, that's good. Just to finish up on this Cuban thing, two things that I thought were kind of interesting.
Did you like my Cuban beat song?
I love that Cuban beat song. That's good.
Hello, Lucy. Oh, no.
I laugh every time I hear that.
That is good. But I thought it was interesting when the subject of food rationing comes up. This one fellow down there, Alacaron, invariably points again to the U.S. embargo, and he calls it genocide, which I find it interesting since the United States is the only country that has an embargo on Cuba. I think that every other country in the known universe, including extraplanetary places, can trade with Cuba. So
yeah,
I don't see a problem there.
Well, anytime we do anything,
but what
it's
I'm
genocide.
Saying is, that, what? Yeah, exactly. It's genocide, right? But the other thing that is so typical of a totalitarian type regime. Lobsters, abundant in Cuban waters, are illegal in all but a few of the most expensive state-run restaurants. So the leaders, the glorious leaders, get their lobster.
Right.
The rest of the catch is exported. I mean, it's funny that their major, however they make their money,
right.
You know, is they have to export it. I mean, you get arrested, for God's sakes, for eating a lobster. And then they talk about it. There's a little story in this article from the Washington Post that talks about how they get around it, and they have signals, you know, as you would expect, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down, wink, nudge, nudge, and so forth in order to get past this stuff.
Wink, wink, nod, nod, say
that's
no
right.
more.
Say no more, that's right. Let me just mention a couple of things before we get on to our healthcare update.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say hello to our usual listeners. We got from Oklahoma City and Tarzana. We knew from Tarzana, Carlsbad, California. For some reason, Nevada has dropped off the radar screen. I'm not sure why. Apparently, I don't know. We have to. Well, maybe that video will bring them back.
Maybe.
Yeah, if they watch the video. The Google, of course, the big search term. We didn't get any weirdo search terms this time, but Google's our big. They're the ones that actually get us a lot. Google, it's Libertarian Podcast or Libertarian Podcast. We're always number one across the board on that. So that's good. That's nice to see. And we didn't get any more donations this week, did we?
No, this is the slackers.
Slackers, the donation.
This is the donation.
That's right. I mean, it's so well named. How can you forget it? This is the Jimmy Donation Show. I mean, it just makes perfect sense. It seems to me that it would be like a Pavlovian response.
Right.
Every time you think of the Jimmy Don Show. Mm-hmm. I did get a bunch of stickers in today, by the way, which I'm going to start plastering around.
Well, I am escrowing, believe it or not. If you do make a donation, I'm escrowing it to get us coffee mugs because I know
you have a coffee mug fixation. I don't understand this. It's a fixation.
I have three hanger dogs.
I understand that. That's you're trying to keep up with the hanger dogs. I understand that.
Tough,
we love
man.
The hanger dogs. And, but I mean,
blowing us out of the water.
Well, they certainly have in the coffee cup department.
And they
but
got
they're
a
rich.
Coach.
But they're rich people. They have jobs and things.
Well, if they never come back on the air, you'd be in trouble.
Well, take a little hiatus.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, they got real jobs and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I do want to make.
Oh my God! Stitch sent me this thing. It was absolutely priceless. It was this little game that you play, and it's like you had to have there were three frogs on each side, and you had to jump the frog. And you couldn't have, like, two frogs of the same type, you know.
The Chinese algorithm or something like that?
And it's how to... it was billed as the second grade Chinese computer test. And it took me about 3 hours of trying to figure out how to solve this puzzle. It's so addicting that... I sent it back to him. I said, look, and I finally figured it out. You can't actually win this, and I will probably post a link to it on Jimmy Don Show, even though I shouldn't.
It doesn't work on a Mac, I can tell you that.
No, because it's an Excel spreadsheet. It's a Flash movie built in an Excel spreadsheet. So if you got a PC, you can play it. But I figured it was actually a ploy from Kim Jong-il or whatever his name is, Kim Jong-il. And he sent it over here as a distractor, so as soon as it gets to NORAD, Stitch probably sent it to NORAD, and that was his window of opportunity. He probably had a failed launch because... The missiles would have gotten through and turned Beverly Hills into a real live Flintstone set because everybody was crowded around their computers trying to get these frogs.
And they were not watching for the incoming.
No, the flashing red screens in the background, the alarms, they didn't see that. Nothing. They had to get the female frogs on one side and the male frogs on the other side, right. And that was it.
That's right. Well, he screwed up, didn't he?
No,
apparently he
misfire
on the missile.
Misfire on the missile on the launch pad. That's right.
That's right.
Had his window.
What can you say?
Yep.
Anyway, we also are getting new listeners from the Netherlands.
Good.
Smoking dope over there and having a good time.
All right.
Having a good time. Okay. And Israel for some reason. I don't know what that's all about. We got Israel coming in. And that's
we love
so hello.
Israel.
Well, I know. Of course we do. But, you know, how long are they going to be there?
Oh, my God.
What?
It's a little teeny
place. For 50 years.
Well, I know, but it's a little teeny place. And
it's a little tiny place, Mr. Luthor.
That's right. That's right. So, also, tonight is Daylight Savings Change, you know, spring.
Oh, that's cool. Right.
Yeah.
Well, we lose an hour or gain an hour? We lose.
It's fall back,
spring forward, yeah.
So what happens is the liquor store, the bars get to stay open an extra hour.
Get it early. It's an extra hour.
It's an extra hour, because happens is at 2 o'clock, suddenly it's 1 o'clock or something like that.
Oh, that's right.
No, if it goes forward, then
we get an extra hour.
Fall back.
Oh, okay. So it'll get an extra hour.
Spring forward. Now, one of the things that I did find interesting that they did not mention in the Gainesville Sun today when they said do it tonight. Next year, and I don't know if this is next April that it does this, the United States Congress of Infinite Wisdom has extended daylight saving time by a month. It's a week on the fall end and 3 weeks on the spring end. That is to say, we go into daylight savings time 3 weeks earlier next year. And come out, not the last Sunday in October, but the first Sunday in November.
I can't believe they're doing that.
Well, let me tell you, this is the Y2K thing. I don't know if you know this, but I would imagine that there are a fair number of computers that are pre-programmed in ROM, because it's been this way forever, that it recognizes the last Sunday, you know, has a calendar built in.
Right.
Now, I don't know.
VCRs.
You can probably get VCRs.
Update itself, though.
Well, no, you say that. A lot of them come down, like on the computers. A lot of the stuff comes down the phone line or something like that, some of the clock stuff. But on your VCRs, especially your older VCRs that they take into account daylight saving time, I mean, it's programmed in because and they're not going to work.
Right.
They're going to be total trash that day.
Right.
And
you don't have to worry about it with any electronics in your house, Jimmy, because a Nixie tube alarm clock still has to be set manually every day, every year, every time, both two times.
That's right. Well, let me tell you, one of the things that when you, I know that you're a big Nixie aficionado, and we have some coming.
Oh, good.
But one of the things that you don't, pre-Nixie tube, one of the things that there was a...
They didn't have daylight savings back then?
Yeah, we've always pretty much had it that I recall. It doesn't matter as much here in Florida as it did where I grew up in Washington, D.C. And when you get up north, it makes a big difference because the days...
Earth is tilted a lot more.
Yeah, it's tilted a lot more, right. Yeah, exactly right.
A little fold
right there. Exactly right. Yeah, that's right.
I am intrigued with your donut-shaped universe, Homer.
Yeah. It makes a big difference because the days up there end up being, they get longer, right.
Well,
no.
Jeff over in Norway.
That's right. He's sitting there.
It's 1 hour sunlight.
Right now, he's got more darkness
than lightness.
And in about another month, there's going to be no lightness for him. It'll be.
We will see.
He's going to send us a booze kit for some reason. I'm not sure what that's like. He's making booze. Good luck on getting that through. You can see that coming through customs.
Yep.
At any rate, and there was something else. So anyway, it turns out that VCR is going to be a drug on the market here pretty soon. Okay, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
This is a healthcare update, a little bit of a healthcare. And I find this several things here interesting. One is that the hospitals are actually trying, in order to lower their costs, they are doing free healthcare. Now, you would find this kind of counterintuitive, wouldn't you?
Lower their costs.
Lower their costs
free
by
healthcare.
Providing.
That makes perfect sense if you're a Democrat.
Well, no. Actually, no. Let's not get carried away here before, but let's make a statement here before I actually tell you the way
Spill
this works.
Spill it, Jimmy.
Spill it. And they also have something to say about the transplants, which we talked about previously. Anyway, it turns out that uninsured people in the United States, have a big deal about uninsured people, 46.6 million supposedly, I don't know how they get that, 46.6 million last year, up by 7 million since 2000, are uninsured. And as I've mentioned previously, uninsured does not mean you're not getting health care. Everybody gets health care. It's just who pays for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. One of the things that a lot of people want to do, and there is an article in last week's Gainesville Sun that I want to respond to by this guy, Norman Balabanian, and he's basically a communist and doesn't realize it, and he wants to have universal health care. I may talk about that in a moment. But it turns out that the hospitals have been inundated with emergency care.
Yeah.
As you know, there's a federal law, which is part of the problem. There's a federal law that says if somebody shows up at the emergency room, you have to take care of them.
It's the first place they run, absolutely.
That's right. Well, it's also a federal law. They wouldn't be running there except for the fact that it's a federal law. And what's happened in California, for instance, is a lot of the hospitals have had to close.
Because they ran out of money. ER room, yeah.
Because the ER was overrun and they weren't getting any money.
And it's pretty difficult to get a doctor's license.
Right. That's another thing, licensing for a doctor, that's right. I would think that a lot of people would be spending time down in Jamaica getting their license or someplace.
I'm a total certified. Did you see this bone?
Yeah.
Through my nose?
That's right.
He's got my diploma inscribed right on it.
That's right. What do you use for medicine? Well, I have this really neat dance.
Here's my cure cancer dance.
Yeah, that's right. That looked suspiciously like your cure liver dance. Do you? No, it's different. Did you see the arms move differently on this one?
I did this at the end.
That's right. That's right. But no, it turns out that they have offered free health care, and not so that you don't have to come in the emergency room. And it turns out their costs have gone way down. People are coming in for preventive care since it's free, quote unquote. They're coming in ahead of time for preventive care, and that way they're not overwhelming the emergency room. They're able to walk in the front door and say, look, I've got diabetes or something like that, and they give them. It turns out in this one particular case, they actually bought the lady or found it was a insulin pump. It turned out that she was walking into the emergency room to get her dialysis or whatever it was, or not dialysis, whatever you had to get in the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out and ponied up because she was a regular. They ponied up for an insulin pump and saved themselves $50,000 or $100,000 that year on her particular health care.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were required to take care of her federally. And this way, when they did it voluntarily, it worked out. Anyway, it turns out that these institutions are searching for ways to fend off large debts by bringing uninsured people who would normally take up the emergency room, which is very expensive,
right,
into continuing basic care. Well, I find this interesting because this is a market response. There is no law here. One of the things that people are all so concerned about nationalized health care is that they say that the market has failed. Well, the market hasn't failed a bit. What's happened is the federal government has gotten involved in this since 1965, since Medicare was passed. One of the things that governments always do is when they propose a fix, it's always for something the problem that they made earlier with a previous fix.
Mm-hmm.
They're always fixing their fixes is what it boils mm-hmm. down to. They're piling Band-Aid on Band-Aid.
Yep.
And the officials in Denver, for instance, they have 41,000 uninsured patients enrolled in its clinics, and they calculate for every dollar they spend on prenatal care, for instance, prenatal care for uninsured women, they save more than $7 in newborn after because the baby came out wrong or something like that. In other words, they've identified the problem ahead of time. Now, it's good news and bad news. One of the reasons they're forced into this is because they are forced in previously to give emergency care by federal law. They have, I'm reading further from this article, Other answers to the insurance crisis, they call it. Everything's a crisis. The insurance crisis are being tried around the country, including the creation of subsidized, bare-bones policies for small businesses. Vermont, Maine, and especially Massachusetts, which is interesting, are using a combination of state and federal money. Oh, still it's my money. And employer mandates to extend insurance. Now, I don't know if this is good news or bad news. One of the things that I find is that once you have a mandate, you've eliminated a lot of the mandates are mandates. That's not anything to free about that.
I personally like the women dates better.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's when I first heard about a mandate, I was wondering, I don't want one of those. The deal is that what we're talking about here is, as one fellow points out, it's not a solution. A lot of the stuff is not a permanent solution. These are kind of ragtag band-aid solutions. But I find this particular one interesting because it is a market
solution.
It's a market solution. And that, one of the articles, one of the sentences that I find in this article interesting is it said, Seton is one of a small number of hospital systems around the country that has done the math and acted on it. I find that they find that they can have better care and reduce costs by getting people basically out of the emergency room. Again, they're forced into it because the emergency room's costs are so high, but they have, quote, done the math. And all too often I find that people don't do the math. They do things according to where they wish things were, and they don't do the math.
Right.
So unfortunately, my guess is that, and we can talk about this a little later, I'm going to digress just for a second here because we're coming up on election. Next week, I guess we'll talk more about the election.
And that's when you'll be in the emergency room.
That's right. No, well, not really. No, I'm one of those that's going to vote for all the communists because
you want to break the system.
I want to break the system, right? Get it over with.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. No,
it's a new plan.
No, it's a great plan. Mm-hmm. I actually put an article on my blog, which is
did you
about voting libertarian? Why you should vote libertarian?
Right.
And because first of all, it's a matter of conscience.
Mm-hmm.
But it also would send the message that is a pox on both your houses. None of you are doing it right, and the results are going to be the same anyway, whether the Republicans or the Democrats get in,
right?
Because they're both going to spend like crazy to try and salvage the 2008
for fall fashion, new fall fashion,
right?
Right,
and they're going to spend like crazy in order to try and salvage or make stay in power for the 2008 election,
mm-hmm.
which is the big one. Hi, Hillary.
So about the transplants.
Continuing on healthcare, we have talked here on the Jimmy Doan Show previously about eliminating the nationwide transplant organization, because as you know, it's illegal to sell your organs. Most of them anyway.
Can we have your liver?
Could we have your liver?
I'm using it.
Can we have a piece of it? I mean, you can carve off a piece and still be just fine. Now, mine wouldn't do any good because what I've got left.
I've got a piece left.
Yeah, that's it. No, I've got, that's about all I have. What's functioning on mine? Mine is, I don't mean it's hard, but they're going to take mine out and use it as.
Jimmy has three cells in series that process.
That's right.
That goes through.
Jimmy had a frivolous youth, shall we say. Wasted.
Right, no.
But it was frivolous. It was fun.
And you were wasted.
That's right, most of the time. The United Network for Organ Sharing, UNOS, organization that oversees the organ. No, the organization that oversees the organ transplant frequently fails to find or fix problems in hospitals under its supervision. One of the things that this article points out is that they not only do they not do anything about it, but even when they find something out, it's all secret. And even when then it's exposed somehow, they don't take any action. Never has a hospital been censured for doing something wrong, for people dying. I think that, and even on their own website, the statistics point to complete failure. In Kaiser Permanente, in which twice as many patients died while waiting for transplants that received them. In another case, a University of California at Irvine shut down its liver program last November following federal reports that more than 30 patients died on its waiting list in 2004-2005. Even as the hospital turned down organs that might have saved some of them because they didn't have a liver transplant specialist on the staff. To me, this points out so well that the system is a failure.
Right.
And the market will figure this stuff out. And it's fascinating to me. There was a show, I think it was on, might have been Boston Legal or one of those shows that I like, which is total fiction, of course. Mm-hmm. But it had to do with outsourcing transplants. And this lady needed a lung transplant or something. And her insurance company shipped her off because it could be done in India for $10,000 as opposed to $200,000 here. And she was complaining because she didn't want to go to India. Mm-hmm. Didn't like to fly or something. And the insurance company said, well, too bad. You know, we're going to pay for your liver transplant, but it's on the moon. Might as well be. And we're actually, what we're hoping is we're going to win the X Prize at the same time.
Right.
In order to try and pay for your liver transplant. Right. This is the rocket thing where you send them over and you go into suborbital and you'll land in India, get your transplant. Mm-hmm. We get the $1 million and you can come home.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, in response to criticism, the UNOS board recently voted for reforms. That's what they did. They voted for reforms. No reforms, but they voted for them.
Right.
So I guess that's the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, they have never recommended closing an active transplant program, and they have been reluctant, it says here, to take action of any kind against troubled hospitals. And so the bottom line is these people are totally useless, except that they can vote.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Got to do something.
Got to do something. Well, now we have another health update.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was kind of interesting. A judge. This actually, right. A judge. This covers two items in a row.
Bang me gavel.
A judge ruled that two women sentenced for practicing midwifery without a license.
Midwifery.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's not midwifery, believe it or not. It's midwifery.
Midwifery.
I know
that's
this.
That's like in the middle of a whiff.
That's right.
I was in midwifery.
That's right.
Just smelling that aromatherapy.
Well, no, it's the... No, you wish. No, the midwifery is when you have the NOS.
Right.
I'm having such a good time. Ooh, yeah.
I'm midway through the tank.
I'm midway through the tank. That's right.
That's not a good time.
A little less O and a little more N.
That's right. Anyway, they should remain in prison, ignoring a higher court ruling that they should be free on bond pending appeal. What happened was Linda McGlade, 55.
Why don't you explain what a midwif is?
A midwif is somebody who assists in a birth. I mean, let's face it, a lot of people, women, in times past, like for a billion years, have not needed to go to a hospital to have a child. You had it on
really?
The cave floor, poop, you know.
Cave floor.
Whatever. And
yak.
That's right. And then went out to...
Dinosaur.
That's whatever. And you went out to harvest the beans or whatever. I mean, that's it. You know, that was... It carried the kid along nursing on the tit as you went through the field. So, but in recent times, it's been paramount, been very important that you go to a hospital for this. And midwives that engage in midwifery.
They squeeze the kid out or something?
No, they sit there and hold your hand or something. Anyway, what happened was this, Linda McGlade...
Not me, man.
Well, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
You'd make a bad wife.
My guess is you don't have to worry about it. You're getting too old. Besides,
they don't nobody wants you low whiff, mid whiff, or
that's right.
I'll be in London.
That's right. The high whiffery. Yeah.
Okay. High whiffery when she's in mid whiff. Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, the deal is that they delivered a baby, and it turned out that the baby that the midwives delivered was, if they're related to them, it's like her sister, daughter-in-law, or something like this. I can't remember what it was. Somebody else named McGlade. And Mara McGlade, 25, bled to death internally 2 days after delivering a healthy baby boy named Gabriel, like we care about that. The point is that they sense these midwives, because apparently they didn't have a license or something, or they hadn't upped their license, to 2 years in jail. And this is negligent homicide or negligent whatever I'm not sure what it was. Anyway, they're out on appeal. They were supposed to be out on appeal, and they appealed. And the judge, the high court, said, look, they're on appeal. They might get out, and you need to release them. And the lower judge said no. And so they're still in jail. I don't know how that works.
How do they do that?
Well, of course, as somebody has pointed out, how many armies does the judge have?
Mm-hmm.
When
zero.
Zero.
Right.
You can order things all day long. It takes the sheriff to go and actually do it. So the sheriff said, I don't care. This reminds me a little bit of when the Pope issued something against Napoleon, and Napoleon said, well, how many armies does the Pope have? I mean, the Napoleon's, yeah. And
It's a wave and wave of followers until
they run out of bullets.
That's right.
When they sop up all Napoleon's bullets, then we'll get through.
We did get a note from Jeff that said that the trend in Norway, which I knew about this, is going towards privatization, actually, of healthcare.
Oh.
Which we will find out that maybe we're going to be flying, instead of Norwegians flying to the United States for their healthcare, we're going to be flying to Norway, which is fine, a little chilly up there, but at least...
I'm okay with that.
We wanted to go over there. I thought this was... the fascinating part of this has to do with all the jail time involved, 2 years. Yeah. The midwife, I mean, if the... I wonder what would have been if the lady, this McGlade lady, the one that had the kid, had just decided to have the kid at home and then died. Maybe they'd send her to jail 2 years she's
something.
Dead. But this shows out here, you have to be licensed in order to be a midwife.
You got to be licensed to braid somebody's hair.
If you can imagine. Not only license, you have to go to school for that.
Right.
It's some type of malpractice insurance for that, too.
Right.
Yeah, boy, can you imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine what might happen? Can you imagine what would happen if you missed a braid, if you missed a stitch? Oh, my God. That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. Can you imagine? You put that on Judge Judy. Well, she braided my hair off.
Yeah.
but it was the prom.
That's right. I didn't get laid that night. Because the braid didn't.
That's worth the lawsuit right there.
Yeah, that's it. Right. Reason enough. So now we have another health update. This one is critical.
Well, I feel like you're already. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Now this is another one. This is chat on a cell phone, become infertile.
Oh, yeah, dear God. That.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
Last year, a study at the University of Newcastle in the United Kingdom found a possible connection.
Mm-hmm.
Between cell phone radiation and male infertility. So the ladies can
butterfly
talk about
effect.
Butterfly effect, mm-hmm. That's right.
There's a possible, we don't know all the possible
we don't know,
things
but they, and they've come up with this number. It says the study found that men who use their mobile devices,
mm-hmm.
I got one right here,
I always bring
more than 4 hours a day.
Right.
I've got the blue battery here. This little blue battery here.
Right.
It keeps this baby working for 4 hours a day. And that's right. Okay.
Well, it seems like every 3-4 years, 2-3 years, somebody comes out telling that cell phone's going to kill us somehow. What are they just going to give this up?
Well, I don't know, because they had the thing, if you walk under power lines,
right.
You know, that was the deal.
You live near power
lines.
This
has to do with one of the things they call statistical anomalies, and that is a causal relationship, what they call a causal relationship. Just because these two things happen together, there's no reason necessarily to think that they're linked any
right.
way, shape, or form. The classic is, as Maine goes, so goes the nation. It turned out that for many years, whatever reason, statistically, when
who won the Maine primary?
Whoever won the Maine primary, or won the state, I think it was,
right,
actually,
right.
Because it was early voting.
Right.
Back in those days, they had, like, the Telegraph or the Pony Express or something, and it turned out that as Maine voted, so went the nation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But there was no rhyme or reason for it.
Right.
And it was, like, three standard deviations out there.
Right.
But so what? And it was a T-test anyway, for God's sakes. How many elections we had? I haven't had but 42 elections or something, presidential elections.
That's right.
Or more. Anyway, the deal is that they don't know, of course. For example, the exact source of the problem needs to be pinpointed. It's unclear whether the reduced sperm count is more directly linked to cell phones radiation or their battery heat, which has been blamed for fertility problems related to laptop use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so what?
Yeah.
And, of course, that would seem to me a reason that you could, when you go to the bar,
mm-hmm.
and you're talking to this girl across the bar on your cell phone, you say, hey, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, honey, we can do it tonight because I made the sperm count very low.
My sperm count is
See,
negligible.
I've been talking 4 hours today.
4 hours today.
That's what unlimited minutes means.
Right.
And then the blue battery kicks
right.
in.
There you go.
Yes. So
I stay away from the whole cell phone thing.
I don't. I have my cell phone bill. Yeah. Is I figured out the amount of cell phone that I use. I'm at about $6 a call.
Right.
Because of the number of times I use it a month. It costs me about $6 each time I'm on when you figure it out, when I do the math.
Mm-hmm.
I probably shouldn't even. I don't know why I got one. I got going maybe to call 911 or something.
I had a friend bought one 5 years ago. No, actually, he bought it, about 5 years ago. Next thing you know,
herpes.
There you go.
Really?
There you go.
I mean, that was enough reason.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, let me tell you something else I found out, is that everybody who has ever owned a cell phone is going to die.
What?
Yes.
Major. Where did you hear that?
It's true.
That's highly correlated.
Absolutely.
It's 100% sure.
Wow.
Same thing with people eating bananas.
Never say 100%. You never know about the age of spiritual machines.
Well, that's true. We love the age of spiritual machines.
We do. And for those of you who don't know and you haven't seen it yet.
Well, it's on the website. Aren't you linked to it someplace? Aren't we linked to it? Are we linked to the actual audio?
No.
No.
Well.
That would be illegal.
That would be illegal. But you can, no. Go to Amazon.com and.
Well, no, you can link to Amazon through our website. We get paid for that.
I don't know if we're. We might have the age link. We got several other books linked. But basically, just go to Amazon.com. I found it for as cheap as $2.85 a copy.
For the tape.
Yeah, for the tape series. That's great. Two tapes.
And the tape.
Listen to it.
It's a lot easier than reading the book.
Yeah.
The book is tough.
And the tape does cover the main topics of the book. So.
No question about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're still moving on with health upgrades, health updates.
Man, we're going to come out of here like.
This has to do with smoking.
Uh huh.
In Omaha.
Nebraska?
In Omaha, Nebraska. yes, they have passed a law that says that if you smoke in any public place, you're in trouble. You can be arrested.
Arrested.
Apparently, the penalty is $100 for the first offense, $200 for the second, and $500 for third and subsequent infractions. Well, apparently you're supposed to call 911 to report anybody you see smoking.
On your cell phone?
I don't know about that, because, maybe some, if you're
sterile.
If you're a guy, maybe something will drop off.
Right.
You don't want to drop off. That's right. Anyway, what I thought was interesting about this article, in the 3 weeks since the new smoking ban took effect, people have been observing the law, according to the city prosecutor. And the reason is, they have a hotline. If you see somebody lighting up in a public place, you're supposed to call in. And nobody's called in. So as far as they're concerned, it's working.
It's working.
It's working.
There you go.
We're very grateful, he says. We're very grateful the people in the city have taken it seriously. So far, there have not been any reports or citations. And my answer to this is put on a happy face.
Mm-hmm.
As long as nobody calls in. Now, you have to ask yourself, how many people are going to rat on their neighbor? One of the things they're trying to...
What if you have a nasty breakup and your other significant other calls in to harass you? I saw him smoking in public.
Exactly.
What do you? How do they come out there and give you like a Lamaze test for your tobacco on your tongue or something?
I don't know. They said the
video.
Teresa Negron, sergeant in charge of public information for the police, explained that the department encourages observers of infractions to pick up the phone and report the infraction just like they would for any other crime they observe being committed. Well. You have to ask yourself, who's going to do that, number one?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there's a remote chance that the cigarette might be out by the time that somebody shows up.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're the Flash.
Huh?
Unless you're the Flash.
That's right, unless you're the Flash. They haven't received any complaint calls, so they figure that the ban is working.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. You're sitting by the phone, 40 miles away from any place that...
I hadn't rung yet. It's like your phone, Jimmy.
Yeah, right. I think it's fascinating to me that they encourage people to rat on their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the new...
Somebody will die over this.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody will get killed.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I worry that the...
Rat on me, will you?
Yeah. I wonder the new... I'm trying to think of the word for this. The new... paradigm for the government is you're supposed to rat on your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You're always supposed to be the IRS has always given rewards,
mm-hmm.
and of course there's $500,000 reward for the arsonist.
And what doesn't Domino's Pizza? Don't they get a $50 check from the cops if they receive a call from a known criminal or something like that?
I don't know. I suppose when they're delivering the pizza, if they see somebody being, if they see a priest in there fondling some little kid, I suppose they're supposed to. They might get $50.
That'll be $12.50, Padre.
That'll be $12.50. No, not $12.50. $1,250.
That's right. I'm sitting here with my cell phone, Padre.
Padre.
That's right.
You'll be chucking them ducats.
That's right. So anyway, but the society is evolving, devolving, I say, towards ratting on. One of the things that we always said was, you don't rat on people. You don't.
No.
You just simply don't.
Tattletale.
Tattletale, right.
That's the worst thing in the world.
Worst thing in the world.
Absolutely.
A tattletale. So the government wants you to be a tattletale, and this is the thing we were talking about in Cuba earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They have the recognized, I don't know, the block hall monitor
mm-hmm.
that's supposed to ride. And he always hated the hall monitor. I mean, this is the geek turd per. This is the person you dumped upside in the toilet in the yeah. in the boys' room.
You beat up after school. That's the guy.
Always, that was part of the deal.
I mean, when we were in the band, I mean, none of a band guys ever ratted on when I slept with your girlfriends or you slept with mine.
You did what?
This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Dolan Show, and just got done listening to part one of our October 28th podcast. If you need part two, just go to jimmydolan.com or you can download it.